Okay, today's daf is daf mem. So let's take the last two lines of Lamed Tes Amud Bet. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Onesh shows about Tzitzo that the Onesh has to drink from its kli, that it was Ma'anis. Namely, he has a requirement to marry this woman. So Gemara says, Amr Le Rava mi parzik Zakya Le Rav Michdi Migmar Gemara. Let's understand that both the Onesh and Mefata learn from each other. Rashi explains the last Rashi on the Amud here. Migmar Gamer Mehadade. Ones Mimefate Lishkalim. We learn that the currency used is Shkalim. Ones is learned from Mefate. And Mefate learns from Ones Lechamishim that the amount is 50. So we have this correlation between these two areas of halacha, Ones and Mefate. So once we have that, says the Gemara in the very top of Daf Mem now, Lahamil Sanami Ligme Mehadade. Let's learn for this matter as well. Which matter? Says Rashi, Lahamilsa Shehe Mefate Nosa Al Karcha. Just like the Ones must marry this woman, so too we should say the Mefate has a requirement to marry the woman as well. So answers the Gemara, Amar Kra me Mahori Mia Marenu Lo, Leisha, Lo Midaito, Lo is all Midas. That by the case of Mefate it says the word Lo indicates that Mahori Maharenu Lo, that he has to want this by Mefate, it's not Bal Karcho, as opposed to by Ones, it doesn't say the word Lo, and some point that does say the word Lo, but we don't make the drasha of Lo by the case of Ones, and therefore Ones is Bar Karcho, and Mefate is only Midaito. So Gemara then says, Ketzad shows about Tzitzo, how does this work? And the Gemara says that, Amrev Kana, Amrisa, Lishmaisa, Kame, the Rav Zvid, Minharda. He said this sugya, this mission, this halacha over in front of Rav Zvid. And he says, Nisi Asei, V'nid Chalos Asei. The mission had said that if the woman that he was Ma'anis was one of the Arayos, or one of the Lavim, so he can't marry her. It has to be Ru'uyla. So asks the Gemara, why don't we say the Asei of Lo Sia Le'isha, that's a mitzvah Asei, should override the Lo Sasei of, it says, what's the pasuk? The Isha, and the drasha is Isha Ruyalo. So one Asei overrides the Lo Sasei. So the Gemara says, why don't we say that? So answers the Gemara, Kigon Mila Betziras. The Lo Efsha Le'kuma Le'asei, when do we say this? We only say this when it's impossible, that if there's a tzaras in the makom mila, so the only way to fulfill the asay is to override the los asay. You have no other choice. The asay there is zocha the los asay. But in this instance, we don't have to do the asay. V'hacha I amra halo delo ba'ina mi isa le'asay klal. In this case, if she says she doesn't want to marry him, he has no choice. He must marry her. But if she says, I don't want to marry him, then there doesn't become an asay. The asay disappears, and there's no requirement of asay anywhere. By the mila, you have no option. There's a mitzvah asay. There's no one who's mochel. The asay must override the law. But here, there's a way out. You don't have to have the asay override the law. Just say there's no asay. Convince or teach her not to marry him, that she wants to opt out, and then the asay falls away, and there's no need to apply the asay. Docha the los asay. So Rashi just explains here, mi isa, three lines down, mi isa le asay klal. Is there an asay here at all in this instance? Hashanami, in this case, when there's one of the Isra Rayos here, Hashanami milamdin osa, we train her, we teach her, lomar eini rotza. We try to convince her to say she doesn't want to marry, and once she says she doesn't want to marry this man, by the case of the onus, there's no more an asay, and therefore it disappears. Take a look now at the toast. It's really a toast of Yeshanim here. It's on the toast section with the small letters. It's in brackets, I amra lo ba'ina mi isa la'ase kla. So Tosin Yishanim there asks the question, Hiksha ha'rav Rabbeinu Ezra, amai yitzrich krob perakama divamos, the beginning of Maseches Yivamos, daf hey, de'ein ase de kibur docha Shabbos. That we have a pasuk that tells us that you would have thought the ase of kibur aim should override Shabbos. So we have a pasuk, we don't let it override Shabbos. But why do you need a pasuk, asks Tosfos Yishanim. Haleka asay, there's not an asay of kibud, because you could just tell the father, I amar lo ba'ina le kibud, convince the father to be mochel in the asay, he shouldn't command the son anymore. And there's no asay to speak of, to have a pasuk, that an asay of kibud aim does not docha the los asay. So Gemara said, mi ika asay klal, will there be an asay? So again, the father says, violate Shabbos. So we learn from the Gemara here, but if the father has an option to be mochel, the asay falls away. So just like we have in the Gemara here, that she has the option to opt out, the asay falls away. So v'yesh lomar, Tosa says, hasam mikomaka miyan kishitziva av havi asay lasos mitzvah. So the moment the father gives a tzivoy, the mitzvah exists now, he has to listen to it. And even it sounds like from Tosa, even if he retracts and is mochel after the fact, the assay exists in the world, and you would think the assay should override the los assay. For that reason, the pasuk does need a pasuk that the assay of kirav aim does not override the los assay. That's his understanding. But then Tosa gives another answer. Tosa then says, "Vilinira the hacha gabi dida with respect to her lek assay. She has no assay at all. There's no assay. There's an assay for him to marry her, But there's no assay for her by the case onus to be married. If she wants, she could always opt out. She should not violate a law by marrying someone who's asitur because of his assay. Dimus heres kimosa. She's warned about the law. They both have an equal law of not marrying each other if it's an issa irva. But in terms of the assay, granted, he might still have an assay. The husband has the assay, or the ma'anes has the assay here, but she doesn't have an assay. So this is a very different case than the case of the Gemara in by the Kibud Avim case. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says here on the top of Daf Mem, Yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha. So we're going to see in the Gemara, it's referring to two different cases here, that, but for now, a Yesoma who gets engaged and that divorced, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ha'ones chayiv ha'mefate pater. So ones, a person who's ma'anes, the Yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha, still must pay, but a mefate of a Yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha is pater from paying. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha ha'ones chayiv b'mefate pater. The chayvin the yisoma, since she's a yisoma, she's an orphan. The knash shalahi, she keeps it, and her father is, there's no father to speak of, there's no father in the picture here. Va'achilte, she was mochil on the case of mefate, the medaita, she niftisa la pater, she did this willingly, so she's pater, she's in essence implicitly mochil on the knash, so he's pater in the case of mefate. Ubegamar mefarsh din isarsa v'niskarsha milsacharisi v'lo al yisoma kari. This category of engaged and divorce is not referring to one case of yisoma that's nisarsa v'niskarsha. The separate case we'll get to in the Gemara. Either way, the case of mefata, she in essence is mochel on the kanas. By the case of ones, she didn't do this willingly. She's not mochel, in which case you would pay her the ones in the case of yisoma. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amra, that Rabbi Elazar is going according to his Rabbi Akiva, Damer Yesh Laknas, the Knasa Laatzmo. She gets a Knas, but she gets to keep the Knas. He's going according to her Shita. And if you look at Mimai, how do you know? Mitakatani Yisoma, that in the case of Yisoma, Rabbi Elazar Omer Haones Chai Vamefata Pater, Yisoma Pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? The case of Yisoma, of course, by Mefata, she's Mochel, she's Pater, and Nona, she's Chayv. What's the Chiddush here? Ella, what the Mishnah is telling me here is, Ella Hakamash Malan, Dinara, Shinis Arsav, Nis Garsha, Ki Yisoma, a woman who's a Nara, she gets engaged, she gets divorced, and even though she has a father, but the moment she was out of the picture, she left the house of her father by Erison, and even though she's single now, she's divorced, Yisoma, she has the din of a Yisoma, and my Yisoma la'atma, just like Yisoma keeps the knas for herself, af nairish in his arsa, v'nis garsh la'atma, she keeps it for herself as well. So in other words, the Mishnah is telling us here that a woman who's nisarsa v'nis garsha has a din of a Yisoma with regards to collecting the knas on her own. That's what we're learning from this case. Just look at Rashi quickly. Rashi writes, b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amra, we learned in the Mishnah that Nara, Shenis Arsa, Veniskarsha, Kansala Atmo, that's Shita's Rebbe Akiva, Vahach Nisarsa, Veniskarsha, the Rebbe also in the Mishnah, Kisha Viakaim, even though the father's alive, has a din of Karla Yisoma. He calls her Yisoma, Mishum de Pokitsachusa Amina, Legavi Knasa, with regards to the penalty, she keeps it, the father doesn't keep it. So that's what we see that he's comparing, Rebbe also is comparing this woman, Nara, Shenis Arsa, Veniskarsha, to Yisoma, and that's like Shita's Rebbe Akiva, his Rebbe. The Gemara then just comments, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, Amar Rav, Halacha Rebbe Elazar, we pass like Rebbe Elazar, and Kari Rav Allah, the Rebbe Elazar, he referred to Rebbe Elazar, Tovina de Chachimi, the best amongst the wise men. Look at Rashi, Tovina de Chachimi, Me'usha Shebecham, he's the great ones among the wise men. Ashrei Zalashim Metargamin Tuvei, the best. Rebbe Elazar, who Rebbe Elazar ben Shemuel, that's who he was. Whenever you see Rebbe Elazar, means Rebbe Elazar ben Shemuel. V'tamido she Rabbi Kiva haya, he was a student of Rabbi Kiva, kadamar yivamos and daf samach beiz, v'haya ha'olam shama ma'ad sheba Rabbi Kiva, the world was desolate, it was barren of any learning, until Rabbi Kiva came, eitzel Rabbo Seinu shebadam, he came to the rabbis of the south, v'shana lahem, he taught them, and they were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel. So he was of the five closest, or four closest tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. Fine, so now the Mishnah tells us as follows, a new Mishnah in the bottom. Ezu Boshes, what's called Boshes? We discussed this yesterday, we even mentioned this in our discussion after Shir yesterday. Ezu Boshes, how do you define the Boshes that a woman is supposed to receive? Hakol lefia mevayish v'amizbayish. It's all very subjective, depending on who's being mevayish and who's being embarrassed. Who's the one who's creating the embarrassment and who's the one who's receiving the embarrassment? Rashi explains here, Hakol fi mevayish, he gives an example. Adam Beini, this is interesting. Adam Beini, an average person, Hamevayish boshto kasha me adam zolel u me adam chashuva. So if the mevayish, the one who's creating the embarrassment, he's an average person, it's actually worse than if someone who was a lowly person versus a person who's a very chashu person. In other words, if a homeless person embarrasses someone walking down the street, it's not so embarrassing. You just say the guy has some mental issues. It doesn't create so much embarrassment. If a very chashu, a president creates an embarrassment, that too is not so embarrassing because he's a different league than you are. But a person of your same class creates embarrassment. Rashi thinks that is actually what creates the most embarrassment. That's Rashi's understanding. Other shom think otherwise. They think it's not true. They think that's actually when the greater the person is, it's actually less embarrassment. So they actually think it's a hierarchy where if the homeless person would actually create the most embarrassment, and who are you like to start messing with me? You're like a lower class than I am. You can't create as much. You can't embarrass me. That's going to be the worst embarrassment. Then the average guy will be less, and Adam Chasha will create the least of the embarrassment. So there's a different understanding of Rishon how to categorize different levels of embarrassment. Either way, we see it is subjective. So then the Mishnah says, Pagam Rowanosa, how do we define Pagam that's been created? Rowanosa Kilu Hishifcha. Let's say we assume this woman for pretend she's a Shifcha. Nimkeres Bashuk, Kamaha Yesa Yafa, Kamaha Hiyafa. How much is she worth now? And how much would she be worth before the event of Onus took place? Kanas Shavu B'chaladim, and it comes to the penalty, that's 50 Shkalm, regardless of who she is, regardless of who he is. That's an absolute, a set amount across the board. V'chol she'esh la kitzva, whenever there's a set price told by the Torah, whether it's 50 kesef, 50 chamishim shkalim for this, or shloshim shekel for an evik kanani who's killed by a shur, whenever it's a kitzva, shalav v'chol adam, that remains absolute across the board, regardless of who the victim is. So the Gemara now says, wait a second. Ve'ma chamishim shlam amrachmana mikol mili. The Torah tells us that the ones and the fata pays 50 shekel. Maybe that 50 shlam includes all the amounts, includes the boshes, includes the bakam. Who says that there's a separate payment of pagam and boshes outside of the 50 shekel, outside of the kanas? So Gemara says, it's obvious, it's a svara. Amar Reb Zeira, yomu bal bas mlochim chamishim, bal bas hediotos chamishim. Are you going to say if the violator was a prince versus, or rather, he violated a princess versus violating a regular person, it should be 50 shekel? Doesn't make sense. Depending who the victim is, it should be subjective. Don't say it's 50 shkalim across the board. It just doesn't make sense. So Amar Lebai, why not? I'll give you an example whereby there's an absolute amount, even though the victims are different. Ihachi, that's the case. Gavi Evid, an Evid Kanani who's killed by a shur, you pay shloshim shekel, the shlosha 30 amount that you can pay the master. So Ihachi, Gavi Evid Nami, Yomu, you should say, Evid, no give Margolios. Evid was a very chasher job. He's busy picking up pearls and diamonds and jewelry. His value is great. He's shloshim. And Evid also, Maise Hedya, Maise Machat. And Evid, who's doing some tailor work, is also shloshim. But the value of the jobs are very different. But in the end of the day, the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't distinguish. It's 30 shekel. So don't be so bothered. It should be 50 shekel by the case of the onus and the fata, regardless of what her class is. So Ella, Amar Reb Zeira, how do we know then that there should be a different separate payment of boshes on top of the 50 shekelim? So Amar Reb Zeira, ilu ba'ala shnaim, if two men were ba'ala, echad kedarka, vechad shelo kedarka, yomu ba'al shleima, chamishim, Baal Paguma Chamishim. Look at Rashi in the top here. Ela Amar Reb Zeira Mehacha Mistavra. From here, this is the logical proof that the Boshes is not included in the Chamishim Shekel. She'ein Boshes Bechlal Chamishim. Dim Kain had a bin. Ein Hefresh Bein Baal Shlema the Baal Paguma. She'nivala Shlokadarka Veheichan Hu Hefresh She'beinem. She'mamina Gavi Boshes Kevin She'nifikuma Kvar. Ein Boshta Rav Kishlema. In other words, if a woman had already been violated before, Kedarka Shalokadarka, one is already called Pagum, and one is still Shlema. The one who should be Shalokadarka is still called Shlema, so there should still be a difference of how the Maisa Bia was. So how do you tell me it's going to be 50 shekel regardless of her status of being complete or not complete? So of course it's going to be a distinction. The Gemara says, that's not a Raya. I'm going to buy Ihachi Gavi Eben Nami Yomu. Evid Bari Shloshim, Evid Mukashkin Shloshim. An Evid who's very physically strong, an Evid who's very weak and ill, and so that's also Shloshim. We don't have a distinction. We don't make physical strengths and physical completeness, if you will, a distinction by Shloshim. So why should there be a difference by 50? So Ella Amarava, Abai, you're right. There's no Svar. Mitad the Svar, I can't bring you a Raya, but it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells me, Amar Abai, Amar Kral, the Pasuk is Takas Asher Ina. The pasuk says the payment goes in place of the ina, the pain. Says Rashi, I read the pasuk. The chamishim kesef only cover the ina, only covers the tsara that was there, implying, says the Gemara, hani tachas asher ina, mechlal dika boshi pekam, implying that there are other factors, other matters that need to be covered as well, other costs, and implying there's some other things called boshi pekam that's not covered under the 50 shekel. Rava Amar, Amar Kadapatik says, v'nosan ha'isha shochev ima lavianara, chamishim kesef hanos shchiva, that the payment is for the hana of the shchiva that the man has, implying that there's other payments for other matters that took place there. Michlal t'ika boshis begam. So two different drushas of how we know that 50 shkalim either covers the ina or covers the shchiva, but there are other matters that need to be covered, namely boshis and begam. And that's the implication from the pasuk. The Gemara then says, v'eima, maybe we should suggest, v'eima lidida, maybe she should get to keep it. Maybe she should keep the money. How do we know the father keeps the money? The Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk tells us, Binu ureha beisavia. When she's a nara, when she's in that stage of 6 months, she's in the house of her father. Meaning kol shvach nureha, all the different income she can make. So lavia goes to the when she's a nara nureha, it goes to her father. The special schar the father gets, including that is the 50 shekel of ones mifater. So ella hod amarav huna amarav minayin shemaisa habas lavia. How do we know all the actions, any money that she makes, all the income she makes goes to her father? And when she's an ara, shenemar v'chi yimchor ishes bito la'ama, when a man sells his daughter to an ama as an ama ivria. So ma ama ma'isa yadel l'rabba. So when he sells his daughter, now she becomes an ama ivria. The owner of this ama ivria gets all the ma'isa yadel, all the income that this woman makes is the master's. So too af bas ma'isa yadel l'avia. So too must be when the daughter is still under the rishus of her father, the father gets to keep all ma'isa yadel as well. So Gemara asks, lama li te, why do you pass it? Tepiklei mi binu hureha beis avia. Why if they have a separate pasuk? We already said above, Mibunureha, Besavia, all the Shvach Nureha, all the different income she makes as a Naira goes to her father. So you don't need a special pasuk of connecting it to an Amma. Of course, Maisia Deh goes to her father. That's Shvach Nureha. Ella Hahi, Bafaris Nidarim, who dictive it. That pasuk is referring to Afaris Nidarim, telling us that Afaris Nidarim, the father has a right to be made for the Nidarim, and we have to have a separate pasuk that the one is Afaris Nidarim, and the other pasuk telling me that all the mamon she makes as well goes to the father. So it asks Gemara. So then, in that case, Ibn Ure Beis Havi is talking about Afaris Nidarim, the Chitema Nidaf Minei, why don't we learn from there? Just like Afaris Nidarim is under the rights of the father, so to the mamon should go to the father. The Gemara says, Mamona mi Yisur li Yolfin, we can't learn one from the next. There are different categories in the Torah. There's, if you will, Choshen Mishpat, there's Yordaya, there's Evan Ezer, there's Arachayim, there are different categories of Shulchan Aruch, and there are different sets of rules. So Mammon has certain rules, Yisurim have certain rules, Tumah V'Tahara have certain rules, and you can't learn one for the next. They all have a different set of rules, and therefore we need one pasuk to tell me Mamona goes to the father. That's from the pasuk of Chiyim Kor Ish as Bito, and the other one by Yisurim of Nidarm, which is Yisurim, that goes to the father as well. So Gemara says then, V'chitayim Nalif Miknasa, learn from Knas. I mean, the fact that the Knas goes to the father from the pasuk of Nasa Isha Shochevima Lavia Nara, the Knas goes to her. Maybe we should also learn Mamon should also go. Why do you have to have a separate pasuk? The Chiyim Kor Isha's Bito. The Gemara says Mamon and Miknasa also Layafina. Those are also two different categories. Knas and Mamon are very different. Mamon's payment is Tashlumim for whatever damage has been caused. And a penalty does not line up to the damage. Knas is a Chiddush HaTorah, a certain penalty that must be paid in the two different categories. You cannot learn one from the next. So then the Gemara says, Ela Mestavra Davia Hava. So it makes sense that the father should get it, that the father gets the money. Why? Because the Ibai Masa Lay Menuval Mukashkin, that if he wants to give her over to Menuval or Mukashkin, he has the right to do so. So that makes sense that he should have rights of her. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela Mestavra Deboshes Pagam De Av Havia. It's sensible that the father should collect the Pagam. Why? He has a right to give her to whomever he wants to and create terrible embarrassment through Kedushin and Pagam through Kedushin by giving to a Menuvel or Mukashkin. So since he has a right to do so when he's owning her, so to when someone else is owning Smefata, he collects not only the Knas of the Pasuk, but he also collects the Boshes and the Pagam. So then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah as follows. Pagam, when it comes to the Pagam, Rowan Osakilu Hishifcha. How do we define, how do we calculate the Pagam? So we say, imagine that she's a Shifcha, and how much she would be sold for. So hechi shaminala. How do you assess her? So Amar Abu the Shmuel omdin kama adam wrote to litain bein shifcha besula the shifcha bula the shamsho. We go out to the marketplace and we ask people. We say, how much would you pay for this woman? Has she been a basula and had she been a bula? What would the difference be? Gemara asks, that's a very strange way to assess a woman's value as a shifcha. Shifcha ba'ula, the shamsha ma'nafkale mine. Why does the owner care whether the woman who's a bula or a bazula? She's just working for him. She's not having to do anything more. So what's her need? Se'ela bain shifcha bula, the shifcha she'ena bula, la sila avdo. To marry off to the Eved. We know that he's allowed to marry the Shifcha to an Eved that he owns. So he wants to have a Besula for his Eved versus a Bula for his Eved. So, of the Ma'nafka Limina, why does he care about the Eved for? The Eved's a worker and the Shifcha's a worker. He cares so much about the Eved that he's trying to buy her a Besula versus a Bula? So Gemara says, no, but Eved Sheyesh L'Rebbe Kars Ruach Hemenu. To talk about whether Rav and the Eved have a very good relationship, and he wants to do a Tova. The Eved's worked very, very hard for the master, so he wants to buy a Shifcha Basula for him. So how much money is this owner willing to spend to buy his Eved Kanani, a Shifcha Basula versus a Bula? And whatever that price difference would be, that would be the difference of the Pagam that would be owed to the woman's father. Now the Numisha tells us as follows. Ko Makom, Sheish Mecher, Ein Kanas. Whenever the father has the right, we saw this already quoted earlier in the Perek, I think it was. Whenever the father could sell the daughter, he cannot get knas. There's no knas of the onus mefata. And chol makom sheyesh knas ein mecher. Whenever there's a knas, there's a no mecher. The inverse relationship. So katana yesh lo mecher. He's allowed to sell his child, his daughter, as a katana. But ain't no knas. But there's no knas when she's a katana. And naru when she becomes a katana, those 6 months yesh lo knas. He does get knas in that case. But ain't no mecher. But at that point, it's too old. It's too late to sell her. So Bogeris, and however, the oldest one, she becomes 12 and a half, and she's a Bogeris, then Ein La, Lo Mechav, Lo Knas. At that point, he can't sell her, nor is any Knas. So those 6 months is Knas, no Mecher. Before that age, there's Mecher, no Knas. Above the age, Bogeris, again, no Mecher, no Knas. And the Gemara points out that Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is all Shittas Rabbi Meir, that the Knas and Mecher are that have this inverse relationship. About Chachamim Omrim, Yesh La Knas, B'makom mecher. There is knas even in the state of selling her. When he's allowed to sell her, there's also a collection of knas. In other words, even when she's a katana, when she's all able to be sold, there's also knas for katana as well, according to Chachamim. Even though Rabbi Meir felt there's no knas for katana, Chachamim felt that there is knas for katana. The Tana, the Braita teaches us, katana, this is all she deserves, Meir first. Katana mi bas yom echad, v'ad shetavi shtei saros, from the age of one, till 12 years old, yesh la mecher, she could be sold. Vein lo knas, there's no knas for katana. Misha tavi shtei saros, when she becomes 12 now, ad she tibager until 6 months. Misha bogeres, yesh la knas, there's knas for those 6 months. Vein lo mecher, but there is no mecher because only you can only sell a katana, not a nara. That's all. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, kamakum sheish mecher ein knas, kamakum sheish knas ein mecher. That's all she deserves, Rabbi Meir. That's our mishnah. However, the Chachamim Omrim, Ketana Mibash Shlosh Sharam V'Yom Echad, when she's 3 years old, V'Yad She Tibagar, and she's 12 and a half, Yesh La Knas, there is a Knas for the ages of Ketana and Nara, and she has to be Roy Labia, that's why it has to be at least 3 years old, but Ketana, there is Knas. The Gemara says, Knas in? Mechalo, does that imply that from the age of 3 till 12 and a half, there's only Knas, but she can't be sold? So Gemara clarifies, no, Ema Af Knas B'Mokum Echad, there's also Knas. So in other words, from the age of 3 till 12, she could be sold. From the age of 3 to 12 and a half, there's a penalty, there's knas, according to Chachamim. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, my time with Rav Meir. What's the reason Rav Meir, he felt that there is no knas in the under the age of Nara, under the age of 12? Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, V'lo siya le'isha b'mahava asma akas medaber. Lo siya, that he should be for her an isha. Somehow the way the Pasuk is written, it's giving her the rights of Mahava, of the rights of Kedushin. She has to have some level of das, says Rashi, b'mahava atzma, b'mishyesh b'yadah l'haknos atzma l'ishas akas medaber, and a katana does not have that right, so a knas is only a girl who's of age with the level of das to have Kedushin. A katana doesn't have the das, so that's why a katana is exempt, excluded from knas. But when she's 12 to 12 and a half, that's when there's knas only for those 6 months, according to Rav Meir. Rabbanan respond back, and they say, Rabban Amar, Reish Lakish Amar, Kalapadik says, Nara afilu ketana bimashma. What's that drasha there exactly? It says Nara, You look at, I think if you look at the side here, the way it's written, if you look at the Haggadah Bach, it says Kra Na'ar, even though we say it as Na'ara, but it's written as Na'ar, it's missing a hay. So whenever it's missing a hay, that implies a katana. That's the drasha. So Na'ara with a hay, that's only a Na'ara, the 6 months. Na'ara spelled without the hay, that implies even a katana. That's the drasha of Rabbanim. So Shema Rav Papa Bred Rav Chanan mi Beit Kluchos. He was learning this. Also Amar Kami Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. He said this drash of Nara without the hay. Amar Lo Atun Aha Masisale. You learned it based on that drasha. Anan Aha Masisale. We learned it from a different drasha. Amar Rish Lakish. What's that drasha? Hamoti Shemra Ala Katana Pater. Person made to Shemra when a woman, if he didn't find, he said that, he didn't find Basulim, and it turned out he was lying, so then he's Pater from payment. Shenemar V'nosna l'nosnu lavi hanara nara mali dibar kasev. Here, the pasuk says nara with a hay, implying only a nara, excluding a katana. Meaning he agrees that with the hay is a nara, without the hay is referring to katana. But since it says by moti shemra with the hay, a full hay, that means dafka a nara. So only a nara gets a payment of moti shemra, but a katana wouldn't get the payment of moti shemra. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So again, it's the same proof, at just different points. Meaning, he's proving from where it says Naira is only Naira with a hay, and the other proof is when it says Naira without the hay, then proof implies even a katana. So, Maskela Rav Adar Bar Ava, time with the Kas Rachmana Naira, that's only because it said Naira with a hay, we exclude a katana from Moti Shemra. Ho Lav Hach, it had not been that case. Hava Mina Filu Katana, I would have thought even a katana would have a Knas. Vaksiv, Vimemes Haya Davar, Hazeh, Lo Nimsu Basulim Lenaira, Rotias Naira Pesach Vesavia, Vesa Skalua. The case of Moti Shemra is the man says that he married a woman, a girl, and he says, I didn't find Basulim. If he made it up and there really were Basulim, he's lying. He's called Moti Shemra and he pays Knas. If he was telling the truth and the Taka weren't Basulim, we assume she was another man between Erisin and Nisuin, she's aged this, she gets killed, she gets stoned for doing so. So the Gemara says, that if we're talking about Naira, I understand. Naira, she's 12 to 12 and a half, she gets stoned, she's a Gedola now. But if she's a katana now, we're saying the pasuk is referring to perhaps even a katana, you don't stone a katana, she's lav bar onshini. So how could there be a havamina, that pasuk of Moti Shemra, is referring to a katana, to say a katana gets bar skila, it's certainly not the case here. So it must be referring to Naira. So don't make a drasha just because it says the hay, that means that Naira only. Had not said the hay, it would refer even to the katana, the same drasha as above. A katana can be part of the parshir. A katana is lav bar onshini. So Gemara says, Ella kan Naira, Hakol Makom Shinemar Nar Fi Katana B'Mashim. This is not really the drasha. I'll say this outside, and then we'll look at Rashi. We're not learning from Moti Shemra that had not said, hey, we would refer to Katana. We know for sure the Ketz of Moti Shemra is a Naira. That has to be Naira. From 12 to 12 and a half. And it definitely says Naira Nun Ayin Reish Hei with an extra Hei. But once we have this case is Dafka Naira with a Hei, that teaches us anywhere else where it says Naira without the Hei, that teaches us that it's actually going to be a katana. Is that a real drasha? Just a gilui milsa. Look at Rashi says, we'll finish with this Rashi. Rashi says, Ela kan nara, haidichsiv nara male, with the hay, lav legluye ale asa, not coming to teach anything really, to reveal anything. Ela telling us, kol makum shenemar nar chasir, v'yolav hachi kan, we learned that from here. Shiev shar ela benara. This pasuk of Moti Shemra must be nara, couldn't be read any other way. It has to be nara male. But the lamedcha to teach me the chomakum shenemar naar without the hay afil katan b'mashu. So there's no real machlokas here, but two different drushes, two different sources. How we know naara malay is naara dafka and naara with the chaser without the hay is referring to afilu kitana. Okay, we will stop here. B'tashem, we will continue tomorrow.